Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I do hope that it's, as I've said so often, real food for you. Not just a thought, but something that really makes you think about your life or about your relationship with the Lord or with other people. Because God loves you. He wants you close to Him. Open your heart. And so we look today on the Thursday within the octave of Easter. And we take a look at the first reading for today, which is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verses 11 to 26. As the crippled man who had been cured clung to Peter and John, all the people hurried in amazement toward them in the portico called Solomon's Portico. When Peter saw this, he addressed the people, "You children of Israel, why are you amazed at this? And why do you look so intently at us as if we had made him walk by our own power or piety? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and denied in Pilate's presence when he had decided to release him. You denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked that a murderer be released to you. The author of life you put to death, but God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name, this man whom you see and know, his name has made strong, and the faith that comes through it has given him this perfect health. In the presence of all of you, now I know, brothers and sisters, that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did. But God has thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand through the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away, and that the Lord may grant you times of refreshment and send you the Christ already appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the times of universal restoration, of which God spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old. For Moses said, a prophet like me will the Lord your God raise up for you from among your own kin. To him you shall listen in all that he may say to you. Everyone who does not listen to that prophet will be cut off from the people. Moreover, all the prophets who spoke from Samuel and those afterwards also announce these days, you are the children of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your ancestors when he said to Abraham, in your offspring all the families of the earth shall be blessed. For you first, God raised up his servant and sent him to bless you by turning each of you from your evil ways. Brothers and sisters, that's what God is saying to all of us. We may have given up going to confession. We say, oh, it doesn't really matter anyway. You do not want to die. And those of you who have been faithful, just keep going. One day we're going to see one another before the face of God. I want to be able to see all of you. So let us now prepare our hearts and don't say, oh, that's just pious words. Someday maybe I'll think about it, but not now. But we never know when we're going to die. We never know when God is going to bring us to himself. So brothers and sisters, Psalm 8 tells us, O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. That was the psalmist, Psalm 8, who said that. But today, brothers and sisters, in our world, how often I hear the name of Jesus taken in vain. Brothers and sisters, we have become in some ways a godless people. And if you're very faithful to God and you're very faithful to the church and you're praying every day, however short or long it can be, but you're taking time every day to pray, then God will understand your mistakes. And when you confess any sins, he will forgive you. Please, let us open up our hearts, brothers and sisters. O Lord our God, how wonderful is your name in all the earth. What is man that you should be mindful of him, or the Son of Man that you care for him? You may have made him little less than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him rule over the works of your hands, putting all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fishes of the sea, and whatever swims the path of the seas. Brothers and sisters, how wonderful is our God, how wonderful his name in all the earth. Please speak his name with reverence, always, brothers and sisters. And then we read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 35 to 48. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. And then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands. Look at my feet." Brothers and sisters, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have. And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" Such a human need. "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and he ate it in front of them. I'll bet he did. And he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Brothers and sisters, God is so good to us. And he begged the people, "Tell the people." I think what it must be like to meet, apart from seeing God, which would probably have me fainted for 20 days, but even in my own heart, to see God, I don't even know how to put the words around it, what that would be like, or what it would mean. God gave me eyes to see. He gave me teeth to eat. He gave me ears to hear. He gave me a heart to love. And that can't even begin to sum up what it's going to be like to see the Lord, our God, our King. You do not want to die without being one with his church, having gone to confession, received Holy Communion, and of course been baptized. Oh, brothers and sisters, all of the commandments. God loves you. He loves you. And he wants you to know how much he loves you. Father Adam said this. I don't quite know how to pronounce his last name. Persigne. This goes back to the year 1221. And he wrote this. See now that from the body of the Lamb flow the five most needful streams. We have two on the feet, two on the hands. The fifth flows from the opening of his side. Come, dear friend, let us drink with joy from the Savior's fount. Although the blood of Christ, which heals by its own worth, redeems and crowns, there is water in it because it cleanses, restores, and cools. It cleanses us from sin. It restores us through hope. It cools us from the heat of lust. But waters are drunk from the Savior's founts when the streams of grace are drawn by the lips of faith from the wounds of Christ. So the wounds in his feet are fountains, but fountains of oil. The wounds in his hands are balm. The wound in his side is a fountain of wine. Oils heals. Balm gives forth fragrance. Wine inebriates. Oil is mercy, which the guilty one receives at the feet of Jesus when with humility he seeks pardon. Balms flows from the fountains of his hands. It is his precious esteem for virtue, which the righteous man takes from the generosity of Christ. From the wine cellar of his pierced side pours forth abundantly the wine of his life-giving charity. Surely if Christ is the true vine, if his flesh is the grape of the vine, how will the blood which flows down from his flesh not be the wine? Or how would his bride, the church, please her bridegroom if she did not possess in the sacred mysteries this wine coming from Christ himself? This is the wine which makes glad the heart of man, for the blood of Christ produces in the soul the intoxication of a sober love. But what, dear friend, do we do? Why do we not rush to embrace him as he hangs there, since he himself invites us with arms outstretched? Why do we not at once suck from his wounds before which we lie prostrate? And that comes to us from Father Adam of Persigne, an abbot in a monastery in France. Oh, brothers and sisters, listen to him and follow him. Oh, brothers and sisters, listen to him. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.